The Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
Okay, this is just for Kelly and Rachel. I mean, I guess Hot Wings and Steve, you can answer with your own opinion.
Okay.
As a female, how long do you have to wait before you slip a pinky in the back door with your new boyfriend?
Boy, I think that's a discussion that needs to take place, just personally speaking.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like...
I don't think you can surprise someone with that.
Honestly, I feel with both genders, I don't think I should be sneaking pinkies in back doors, and I don't want one snuck in mine. Like, I don't want a little peekaboo happening. Yeah. Like, hey, I know we're having a good time, but now you're having a prostate exam. How do you like that?
I don't think...
conversations need to happen.
Yeah. I'm not one for butt stuff, really. It's not my thing. I've never tried it. But I love to play a good joke. And if me and my boyfriend are close enough and he's been goofing all day, I'm going to slip a little pinky in there for
sure. That is not a joke.
That's the second time today your jokes were not jokes.
But if I curl it the right way, it hits your prostate. And then you're going to have the best day you've ever had in your whole life.
Yeah. But maybe he's having, maybe he's having a day that's not so great, and you just have a brown finger now.
Well, that's what I was saying. If he's been goofing all day or something,
like that boy, talk about a mood killer.
But honestly, if I can't play a little joke like that on you, we're probably not meant to be.
It's a deal breaker for you to be able that you have to be able to play a stick a pinky in a bunghole joke.
I mean, I'm not doing it to be mean. If I were funny, though, I'd be like,
I wouldn't find it funny.
You don't have a credit card. Anybody has a joke.
What? Credit card anybody?
Yeah, will you credit card check somebody?
I haven't done that.
Well, once you're doing the deed with somebody, that's like the upgrade from a credit card, a little pinky slip.
What is the credit card? You just take a hand and run it down?
What's the credit card? You've never credit carded anybody free beer?
No.
You have 6 children running around your house and they never credit card people?
That's not how you make them, so.
Credit card. Yeah, when somebody's little butt crack's showing, you credit card them. Why are all of y'all looking at me like you've never credit carded anybody? Rachel, have you never credit carded anybody? How old are you? I'm 35. I just
credit carded
my boyfriend 2 days ago. And you have to be naked or anything. Do you can do it to kids? You can credit card a kid. It's hilarious.
I don't think you should.
They got to be your kids. They can't just be strangers.
It doesn't sound like it when you say it.
Credit card, and when you know how.
I mean, how would you know you can credit card kids? You don't have any.
My partner has 2 kids, and they credit card him all the time. And then you got the little, what's it called? The little square thing on the chip, so you can chip somebody now too. Chip, but it's an aggressive credit card. Y'all never done any of this.
No.
No matter how many times you say y'all haven't ever done it. The answer is still no.
The time when you first started, when we got a text for you, and we said, "What's everybody doing this weekend?" And you were like, "I'm going to go to the park and max out my credit cards."
We're like, "I didn't even know there was a machine there." Yeah. Oh, now it's very clear.
No, I'm not just going around credit carding strangers, but there's no way anybody listening hasn't credit carded somebody or been credit carded. I'm going to credit card y'all. No, I'm not going to do that.
It's
wildly inappropriate.
This text from New Hampshire, we call it coin slotting, but it's the same thing.
Coin slotting, that's great.
Like when we were kids.
From the Upper Peninsula, credit card, yes. Pinky in there, no.
No.
Don't go fishing
for lost
coins.
It's just the elevated version when you find the right person. You can't just go doing that to somebody. You're still getting to know. You got to make sure their personality is okay with a little surprise.
So do you do like all 4 fingers and just swipe it down?
Yeah, you just go, credit card. I can't believe you're looking at me like you've never done that before. It makes me really sad.
Well, no, I don't. Why would that make you sad? I don't feel like I'm missing out on anything.
It's such a good laugh.
When we were kids, before people were aware of inappropriate touching, we would goose people. Like, guys and girls, you would, in 6th grade, it ran rampant for a little while in 6th grade, where you'd just be standing at your locker and a girl would grab your ass. Or you'd grab a girl's ass when you were walking down the hallway. It was a big deal.
Like, it's called goosing?
Yeah, we called it
that
goosing.
That was a nice way of saying, I'm going to touch your butt without anyone saying anything. Yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, it wasn't people you were dating or anything. I mean, you should know them and, be friends enough.
Yeah, same with the credit card rules.
But... wildly inappropriate. We didn't know that at the time.
Yeah.
Because we were 12.
Well,
you are not.
I cannot sit here and honestly think that I'm the only 35-year-old that still credit cards their friends or family members, or, if your partner has a child and their little butt crack showing, you just go, credit card. They do it to you.
I think you were one of the only who's ever done that, let alone still doing it.
It's not overwhelming, but there are plenty of people that are like, saying the same thing. I can't believe you guys have never credit carded.
Yeah. You're going to, now, today, free beer when you come home, or hot wings when you're two little, when you're two boys, or Steve, your two little ones, they're going to be like walking around, you know, with their cute little butt crack showing you. You're going to be like, credit card, little bitch.
This text from Grand Rapids.
Do it. It's
I'm
so fun.
I'm 34, and my wife and I regularly run transactions between the cheeks.
Yes!
I think it would be wildly inappropriate for me to run my hand up my children's butt crack.
It's not their bare butt crack. It sounds bad when you say it like that, Hot Wings. They're wearing jeans or something, like pajama pants. I don't know, but you just got a credit card when they're not paying attention. And that sounds really bad when I say it like that, too.
Oh, no, as long as a boy's got pants on, you can totally grab his wiener.
No, I'm not saying grab the wiener.
As long as a girl has a shirt on, you can touch her boobs.
Nope.
God, hard to believe you ended up not being elementary teacher.
Whoa, is it?
It's different.
Why?
Stop. Free beer?
She's got her budding nubbins, and you can, just go ahead, and why not?
Yeah, do you ever play Tune in Tokyo?
Nubbins?
Yeah, why not? No. Let's just go around touching everybody.
No. Budding nubbins, that makes me feel weird.
Sorry, I got to turn up the stove.
No, I'm talking about credit card and your kids or your loved ones.
Yeah.
Not strangers with Bud Nubbins.
What if they're your kids, though?
By the way, Bud
Nubbins. I'm not Budding somebody's nubbins.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot, too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.